Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Jordan Gephardt. He is a DVM and PhD candidate at Kansas State University. Nice to see you, Jordan.
Thank you very much for having me.
I understand you're a busy guy. You are working on both your DVM and also your PhD in nutrition at the same time.
Yeah, so I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to work with a great group at Kansas State where they allow me to pursue a DVM degree through my vet training as well as work with some aspects of swine nutrition and feed safety as well.
Well, and the project you're working on seems tailor-made for somebody who wants to be both a veterinarian and a nutritionist, and that's namely disease transmission through feed ingredients. And I guess you really took interest with this with the PED virus, is that correct?
Absolutely. So as a U.S. feed industry, pork producers, veterinarians, nutritionists, following the introduction of PED, it became very apparent that we need to change the way we look at feed mills, feed ingredients, and complete feed, and think of that in the role that it potentially could play in spreading of disease. So it's very important as an industry. We've worked very closely, our veterinarians, nutritionists, and production people, to all work together and understand the role that feed and feed mills could potentially play in the spread of disease.
And has your focus been the importation of viruses through feed ingredients, or are you looking at the movement of viruses through the feed from, let's say, mill to farm domestically?
Yeah, so a lot of the work that we do at K-State, we don't do alone. We have great collaborators. We've worked extensively throughout our PED research and beyond with Iowa State, Dr. Scott D. and his group at Pipestone, as well as South Dakota State and others. So a lot of the research that we have focused on, beginning with PED, was understanding the risk of transmission in feed from mill to farm and what we can do to prevent or reduce that risk of transmission. As a follow-up to those studies, we've understood the role that a feed mill can play in that spread, that if a feed or ingredient does become contaminated within the mill, how does it spread within the mill? Does it incorporate into the dust that widely distributes throughout the mill? And subsequently, how does that material end up in a feed truck and ultimately at the farm? So we focused a lot of the research on understanding the dynamics within a feed mill and what we can do as nutritionists, veterinarians, and feed mill production staff to help reduce that risk.
Well, and quite literally, there are a lot of moving parts at a feed mill. I mean, where do you begin an investigation like this?
It's understanding the dynamics of feed ingredients and unfinished product coming into the mill, how it distributes within the mill, and then ultimately goes out to farm is a very complex and dynamic process. So understanding how it can become infected, get into the mill, and then subsequently contaminate feed that goes out to the farm, it's very complicated. And once a mill does become infected, we have found it's very, very difficult to decontaminate and reduce the risk of transmission. Therefore, a lot of the research is focused on the biosecurity aspect and ultimately having the goal of keeping the pathogen out of the mill in the first place. If we can keep it out, that helps ease our concerns as far as subsequently creating an infection risk within our farms.
And that was really my next question. I mean, where is the front line of the battle? I mean, it's not at the mill itself. It's perhaps outside of the country somewhere.
Yeah, a lot of with our early work with PED, we focused specifically on the mill, understanding the risk of ingredients, how those can become contaminated, harbor virus, and then become infected to our various farms. But more recently with a lot of the work that Dr. D has performed and others that showed that the pathogens could potentially be coming from foreign areas, Europe or specifically Asia, and understanding how ingredients flow from those areas into our mills and subsequently to the farm has become a very important focus and very necessary to determine the overall risk and how to reduce that risk of transmitting disease within our farms.
You know, you might look at this from the outside and say, well, that's easy, just buy American. Let's stop importing vitamins from China, for example. But it's really not that easy because all the vitamins are made in China.
Yeah, it's a very dynamic and complex state of affairs with using ingredient source from those areas. Economics play a big portion in that, as well as just the supply chain capacity domestically. So we do recommend at this point to work with our feed suppliers, our feed mill managers, veterinarians, and nutritionists at this point to understand the risk of those ingredients coming from those various areas. And historically, largely our veterinarians, nutritionists may not have understood exactly where their ingredients come from as far as the origin. They may be purchased by a broker, subsequently through a distributor, and ultimately to the mills. But at this point, with the risk of foreign animal diseases and having some data that support that feed ingredients can harbor and cause transmission of those pathogens, it's very important at this point to work with our feed suppliers to understand where those ingredients are being sourced from and what the risk for those various ingredients are, and ultimately make the best decisions for a specific production system to help reduce the risk of disease transmission.
But ultimately, what do you do with that information? I mean, pigs need vitamins. All the vitamins are coming from China. There are concerns now about African swine fever in China. What do we do about that? I mean, how does a mill go about managing something like that?
It's a very difficult challenge that our feed mills are tasked with to understand the complex dynamics of that situation. We think at this point, the best thing we can do, and we our group at K-State and others are recommending, is to work with your feed suppliers and help understand that risk. If there are those ingredients sourced from areas, vitamins with specific carriers, such as rice hulls, ground corn cobs, it's important to understand how those ingredients are being processed and where they're coming from, and ultimately make the best decision on an individual basis as far as the specific risk assessment and the economic implications of making any changes on a specific mill and farm level.
What about mitigants? I know Scott D., for example, has done some work with mitigants, and I believe K-State has as well. What have we learned so far?
So a lot of the work began with mitigants specific to porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And our group at K-State has done a lot of that work, working with commercial formaldehyde products, medium chain fatty acids, and others specific to PED. And more recently, and we found those compounds are quite effective at reducing the risk of disease transmission.
Now, the ones who have the most skin in this game, of course, are the pork producers, because they're the ones with the pigs that could ultimately get one of these costly viruses. What kinds of questions should pork producers be asking of their feed mill today?
So I think the best thing that our swine producers can do is work very closely with their feed mills. And that discussion should involve the producers, the nutritionists, as well as veterinarians involved within establishing health programs for the overall herd. And those discussions should be based largely on the biosecurity practices of the specific mill. We recommend using mat covers to cover receiving pits when loading trucks or driving over those grates to help reduce the risk of contamination off that truck from getting into the grates, establishing overall hygiene procedures within the mill, properly capturing dust and diverting that dust away from our feed supply, because we've shown that dust, when it becomes contaminated with viruses or bacteria even, do harbor those pathogens very well. So basic biosecurity practices within the mill are very important to ensure proper biosecurity.
What about on-farm feed mills, because the pork industry has a lot of those? Do they need to take any extra precaution, because now the feed is already on the farm and it may be going to another farm?
So I think that the basic principles that we would like our commercial feed manufacturers or toll mills to do, biosecurity within the production facility, as well as understanding where their ingredients are being sourced from, we recommend similar practices for even our on-farm mills to overall reduce the risk of transmission. And it's even more important on those on-farm sites due to the close proximity to the production animals.
Are there any kinds of tests that producers can request of their feed mill, any kind of analysis that could be done on the feed before it does come out to the farm?
Yeah, so their PCR tests have been developed and established to evaluate for porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and feed, for example. Specific to more recent pathogens such as African swine fever virus, due to the extreme implications of a false positive test, mm-hmm. our commercial diagnostic labs don't have the capacity at this point to do any feed testing. But we do recommend establishing the overall level of hygiene within a mill, because we do have some research that shows that if we evaluate the prevalence of Enterobacteriaceae or generic bacteria content within a mill, that can give us an estimate of the overall hygiene status within a mill and how well they're doing at basic biosecurity measures. So at this point, we can't test for African swine fever virus, for example, within our ingredients or mills, but we can test for other more generic indicators indicators of overall hygiene status of a mill.